で忘れまいや。
Sing Jayaradamayam Prabhupada's appearance day. So let us just quickly The text which we will read this morning is the text from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Srila Prabhupada speaks about a very important principle of what he expected his disciples and followers to be. It is very, very instructive, I feel, and very helpful for our spiritual life. So, I will just quickly request you to repeat. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Yachan.
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Yachan.
Bhakta Chandra Gana.
Bhakta Chandra Gana.
Savara Prima Yoshnaya.
Savara Prima Yoshnaya.
Ujjvala Tribhuvana.
Ujjvala Tribhuvana.
All glories to the moons. Devotees, I think it is, but it's very good that you become so enthusiastic. But I think for this, I will just read it and we will all listen. All glories to the moons who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. This verse says, all glories to those who surround Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and reflect Sri Chaitanya Chandra's illumination. The devotees around Lord Chaitanya are compared here with moons who reflect the light of the Lord. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. So, in this verse we find the moon described as Chandra Gana, which is plural number. This indicates that there are many moons. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. Among the stars, I am the moon. All the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns, but Vedic astronomers, following the Vedic scripture, consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully, and the moons reflect the sunshine and therefore look brilliant. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The supreme powerful is the supreme personality of Godhead Shri Krishna or Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the supreme sun. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 22, text 31 states, I think many of us know and appreciate this verse, we say, Krishna Suya Samamaya Haya Andakara Yahan Krishna Tanai Mayara Adikara. Krishna is bright like the sun. As soon as the sun appears, there is no question of darkness or omniscience. Similarly, the present verse also describes that by the illumination of all the moons, brightened by the reflection of the Krishna sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. Only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of the population of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish, and his spiritual master therefore he uses the be. We therefore wish that all the devotees of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, that's us, may reflect the Supreme Sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. Hare Krishna. So, in brief, become a moon and reflect the Krishna Sun or the Lord Chaitanya Sun to dissipate the darkness of the entire world. This is this text. Please repeat after or say with me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Udaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Saraswati Deva Aurora Adi Vachari Vishesha Shunyavadi Vashyajare Shadari. quoted Chanakya Pandit. He said, it is better to have one qualified son than 100 foolish ones. Innumerable stars cannot dissipate the darkness, but one moon can illuminate the night. So Prabhupada wanted to have one moon amongst his disciple who would be able to dissipate or to reflect the teachings of the spiritual of him. He said in New York, we don't want numerical strength, that is many devotees. We want one sincere person who has learned to love God, Krishna. That's all. I have come to your country with this mission, and if I find one or two boys or girls have sincerely learned how to love God, Krishna, then my mission is successful. Okay, done. I am not after any number of followers. Because if I can turn just one soul to Krishna consciousness, he will do tremendous work because he will be fire. One moon is sufficient. What will these millions of stars do? So that was Srila Prabhupada's mission and desire according to this, what he said in New York. But the question is, would it be fulfilled? And the second question, if there would be actually this one moon, this one pure devotee who would purely represent the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, would others be able to recognize him? I think only Srila Prabhupada could answer such a question. Definitely. But Prabhupada is Prabhupada. You cannot understand him from just one statement. It's very important that you need, in order to understand Srila Prabhupada's message, look at the what he says. It's not enough to just highlight one statement and say, that was Prabhupada. He continued. So our propaganda, means our missionary work, is to create Eka Chandra, one moon. You see? But fortunately, by Krishna's grace, many moon-like boys and girls have come to me. You see? Many moons. I was thinking of having only one moon, but Krishna, and he doesn't finish the sentence, and he says, I'm hopeful that there are many moons, and in the future they will be doing very nice. This is para upakar, means to spread. Para means the supreme benefit. And then he, so Prabhupada expected all of his followers, direct disciples and grand disciples, we could say like this, to become moons. Now this is a very, which reflect the sun. Now this is a very ancient understanding which we already find in the Upanishads. There's a very interesting book published by Burijan Prabhu who talks about teachers, how to become a teacher. It's an old book, but very nicely researched. And there we find a quote from the Upanishads which says that the ideal disciple should reflect the teachings of his spiritual master, just like the moon who rises on the eastern of the eastern horizon in the evening, reflects the sun's shine, which is in the west, and which moves now to another hemisphere. This is a very important understanding. Now, as thoughtful devotees, you will say, okay, Sachinanda Swami has quoted one text, but really, if it is such an important principle, if we should become many moons, we would like to hear Prabhupada speaking about it more often than once. We would like to have other Brahmans or proofs for this. And I'm not such a good scholar. We have very good scholars in our movement. I just try to. I'm a simple man. But so I found one which I very much like to share with you on Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. It is a leela from the which is taught by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And it describes how King Prataparudra and others perceived the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they came one year from Bengal and other places to the town of Jagannath Puri. At that time, the king of Puri went on the rooftop of one of the houses there, and he looked on the road to see these devotees entering Puri. It is even now done that to get a good view, for instance, of the Ratha Yatra festival, you can purchase tickets and climb the roof of these high mansions. Or mansions, not the right word. Houses, they're not so high, maybe three stories or so. And then you can look from the roof down onto the grand road where the procession takes place. You can also go on the roof of the library and look a little into the courtyard of the temple. Jai Krishna is my assistant and I'm learning now proper English from him. You can steal a glance, people say in English, into the temple. So Prataparudra was stealing a glance on the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who entered with Kirtan. And the king then, after he saw this, he said to Gopinath Acharya, Gopinath Acharya, who knew the devotees from Navadvip, was there and said, Kingji, look, here is Shukambara, see, there is Shrita. He pointed them out, here is Vijay, and there is Vallabhasena. He is Purushottam, and so on and so forth. He is Mukundadas, Chiranjeev, Sulochan. How many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see here are associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. And then the king began to speak. Rajakari, he's a king. I see all these devotees. I'm very much astonished, for I have never seen such an effulgence of light which comes. Koti Surya Samasava Ujjalavarana. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of millions of sons. Nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously. I have never before seen such ecstatic love, nor have I heard the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted in such a way, nor seen such dancing during Sankirtan. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the minister and high priest of the king, was there, and he said, "Yeah, this sweet transcendental sound is a special creation of the Lord, known as Prema Sankirtan, or the congregational chanting the love of God." So Prabhupada, he writes, as you all know, purports to these ancient scriptural texts. And in his purports, he applies this sometimes to his own movement. And he says, if a devotee sticks strictly to the principles governing Vaishnav behavior, his bodily luster will naturally be attractive, and his singing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord will be effective. People will appreciate such kirtan without hesitation. And then he says something which we want to offer to Prabhupada today on his appearance day. Even dramas about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya or Krishna should be played by devotees. Such dramas will immediately interest an audience and be full of potency. The students of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should note down these 2 points and try to apply these principles in their spreading of the Lord's glory. So what should we do? We should do kirtan, but he makes a little qualificationary note. I don't believe that's good English, but what I want to say is, he clarifies, he says, we must stick strictly to the principles governing Vaishnava behavior. And if we do this, our bodily luster will naturally be attractive. In other words, you will become a moon. He says something else. He's really on this point. He really wants us to reflect, to be people who bring light into this dark world, which is plagued by avidya, the darkness of ignorance. He says, the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that's us, should go to India during the birthday ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Mayapur and perform Sankirtan congregationally. You know, that the devotees do. They come there and sing the holy name. So, this is one. I know that some of you like to read texts in their private reading time. Please make a note. This was read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 11. And I started reading out text around 83. And then it goes up to 99. Please read the section because nice. I think we have all seen this when we meet the devotees. They have this particular effulgence, a particular something is coming from them, a particular shakti. Especially we see this with devotees who are sticking to the principles of Krishna consciousness. We feel inspired, we feel touched in our hearts. I know Prabhupada, who was so much reflecting his own spiritual master, I remember he was in Sweden at the airport. I was not there, but the devotees who brought him to the airport told me afterwards that Prabhupada was sitting on the bench, of the waiting lounge or somewhere at the airport, and a Swedish gentleman with his dog was passing by, and he looked at Prabhupada, saw the effulgence, and fell on the ground, overwhelmed. Also in San Francisco, we know that Prabhupada was once making a morning walk, and a police car started to follow him. Don't be afraid, don't be bad. So they followed him for a long time. Prabhupada did not care. He was fixed in his own Krishna consciousness. And at one stage, the officer jumped out of the car, went to Prabhupada with a shocked expression in his face and said, "Sir, do you know that you are glowing?" Prabhupada said this. I spoke about this once. Yamuna once said to Srila Prabhupada, "You look just like a picture I've seen of your Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj looking up from his desk." So Srila Prabhupada replied with all humility, "All that glitters is not gold. My Guru Maharaj was like gold. I am like iron." Prabhupada will talk about this. By the association of the great, one appears great. Just like the sun is great heat and light. And by reflecting the greatness of the sun's light, the moon in the dead of night also appears great. But actually, the moon is by nature dark and cold. But in association with the sun, it has become accepted as great. He talks about this. He talks about that we can associate with him, learn the principles just like he refers to himself as reflecting some of the he says the glitter is not gold. He says of himself, I'm trying to follow my Guru Maharaj, and therefore he is gold, and I'm glittering a little bit. That's what he says. But in his reality, we see it differently. That's all not right. I want you to think about this. We are now celebrating Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. I want to say to you, if you want to make your celebration success, you must tune into Prabhupada's BBC program. What is this? Prabhupada's BBC program. It is a creation of His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami, an Indian Swami who has built up Dvaraka. Jai Krishna's family is very much related to him. He's an elderly gentleman. He has passed away. And he would give lectures and he would say, if you want to reflect Srila Prabhupada, you must read the Bhagavatam regularly and you must chant the holy name. And he has added, this is BBC, and then he added the Gita. You must read the Bhagavad Gita, the first B, Bhagavata, second B, and C stands for chanting. I think the English people don't know this yet. But There's an Indian, there's an English radio station called BBC. But we in Krishna consciousness should take shelter in the principles of the Gita and the Bhagavatam and the holy name, especially the holy name. This will be very, very good for us, so that we can really become the followers of Srila Prabhupada. And people will see it. People will feel it in Germany, Europe, America, India. People who will see these people will see us who are trying to reflect the light. It's not our light. Very important. It's not our light that we reflect. It's Srila Prabhupada's light, who taught us the scriptures. It's a divine light. The moon doesn't have light on its own. It just reflects the sunlight. Do you know that the moon is dark and cold? But the moon would say, this is my light, he would make a mistake. The moon shines because he reflects the sunlight. I need to end here because we have a wonderful program. If you want to take this, if you just to make it easy for you to remember this lecture, I would like to say a slogan: become a moon who reflects Srila Prabhupada. And how to do this? I suggest that you take seriously to these three gifts of Srila Prabhupada: the Bhagavad Gita and its teaching, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also the chanting of the holy name. And then you can be a true, let me say, servant of Srila Prabhupada.
Who is actually dispelling the darkness of this age of Kali.
Thank you all very much. All success. You already look like many moons. But that's because you chanted for so long. Now you are naturally moons. Hare Krishna. I wish you all the best for this wonderful appearance day festival, and I request our Bhagavad Dharma to give us an orientation what will happen next.